T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Proud to welcome in the skipper of Seattle Mariners, Scott Service, from T-Mobile Park. Scott, Dave Sims, and Ed Coleman, how are you?
Doing great, guys. How about yourself?
Good,
doing
Scott.
Well, thanks. How's that couple of days of practice under your belt now, workouts? How's it going so far?
We got one and a half. We've got half of the day done so far. We got another one, another workout starting here in about 20 minutes, but it's going great. Really happy with the shape our guys came in. Obviously, they've been working out, doing everything they can to get ready in hopes that we could get back together again. So, you know, watching these guys throw bullpens, swinging the bat a little bit. Obviously, we got some work to do. We got to get them built up and, you know, get some reps under their belt as far as the innings and the at-bats go. But I like what I've seen so far, and anybody that's following us understands we've got a very young team this year. So looking forward to getting these guys in some inter-squad games in preparation for the season.
You know, Scott, I cover the Mets here, and they've been going in three groups. Some teams have been going in two. It sounds like you might be going in twos, but how is this all? It's a little foreign, I think, to all you guys going through it this way. How has it been just the first, you know, day and a half?
It's been really good. We're fortunate here in Seattle. Right next door is CenturyLink Field, where the Seahawks play, and they've been very gracious to allow us to go in and use their stadium as well. And the fact that they've got turf in there has been nice. So we've got, you know, 60 players working out here. We divided a group up into two groups of 30. But the pitchers that aren't throwing in a particular day, as far as throwing a bullpen or, you know, live BP, we send them over next door on the football field. So they're playing their long toss, doing their fielding practice drills over there, which has been great. So we're not killing our field too much. And, guys are able to get their work in and the two different groups. It's worked out very well so far.
Scott Service, manager of the Seattle Mariners, with us right now. Dave Sims and Ed Coleman with you here on FAN. We were just talking about Kershaw and Scherzer. They're putting in heavy workloads. Obviously, they're two top-tier one guys in our game. What about pitching, starting pitching? What's your approach? I know you're going six-man rotation, but in terms of output, and stretching the guys out, what's your plan and what do you hope to achieve?
I would hope that, you know, we get our starters built up so when the regular season starts around the 24th, you know, Marco Gonzalez will be our opening day starter. And, you know, hopefully we get him up to 75 pitches that first time out. So he'll probably get two or three outings here, in summer camp is what we're calling it, before we open up. So hopefully get all of our guys up to that 75 pitch mark if we're lucky. Understanding that could be four or five innings, some days it might be six, depending on how they're going. But, you know, we will be able to carry a couple extra pitchers with us, and those middle relief guys are going to be very, very valuable. Their ability to get more than, you know, just a couple outs, but maybe get you five, six outs on a given day and, you know, hopefully, you know, lead you, you know, to the back end of your bullpen. So all hands on deck. Everybody's got to chip in. Everybody's got to get ready to go. And number one priority, I'm sure, with all teams, certainly with us, is keep them healthy. You know, certainly the virus is real. It's out there. It's all over our country. So we're following all the protocols very, very closely here. But, you know, we also, you know, the obliques, the hamstrings, the sore arms, we've got to be very, you know, conscious of those things as well.
Yeah, that's got to be terrifying for you waking up every morning on that. Let me change the topic for a second. Since we're on New York radio, Eddie brought this up. We had a great year with Edwin Diaz 2 years ago. Do you see him bouncing back this year for the Mets? I know it's
I really
not
hope
something.
So. Eddie's one of my all-time favorites, and certainly he came up out of our system, and we helped groom him here in Seattle. It's funny, I'm sitting in my office here, and I have a picture of the day that Eddie Diaz got his 50th save. I had a bet with him that I would get my haircut just like his. So I guess that picture hangs in my office every morning when I come in to put my uni on.
I remember that.
Take a look at Eddie. He's really a special guy. It's tough to see him go through a season like that last year, but he's got a great arm. He's got great stuff. He's got the makeup to handle the late inning relief role, and those guys usually do bounce back. So I'm sure he'll bounce back full strength and have a great year for the Mets this year.
You know, Scott, I wanted to ask, you mentioned your young team. I wanted to ask you about a couple of young guys who had Met ties. I'll put it that way. And I can see Met fans wincing when I bring up the first name, Jared Kelenic, because, you know, we didn't get to see much of him at all. But, you know, he's hit everywhere, and I think he's probably going to hit for you guys as well, too. Has he got a shot here if he impresses over the next 3 weeks or so?
Well, we really like Jared. He's a special player and got a lot of upside. I think, you know, looking when is his time, you know, to kind of debut in the big leagues. I'm not sure when that is. You know, could possibly happen this year. You know, with minor league baseball getting shut down, it really affects, you know, these young guys and their ability to get the at-bats and the innings they need as they continue to develop. So, he probably still needs a little bit more seasoning. Not a lot, but he needs a little bit more. But I think he's going to be a really special player. We're fortunate to have him. And, you know, in that trade, we got Justin Dunn as well. Justin is projected. He'll probably be one of our six starters. He threw a live BP this morning, looked great. And we had another reliever in that trade, Gerson Bautista.
Bautista,
he's throwing great.
Big arm.
Very good chance.
Big arm.
Chance to make our bullpen when we break here in a few weeks. So, you know, again, young players, they're inexperienced, but that's the one thing that we are going to try to get our guys this year is we know going in we got to get them innings and at-bats, get them some experience, and see where that leads us.
You know, I know with Bautista, one of the things was just getting him in sync a little bit because you know, he's a big guy, too. Has that gotten better for him in the time?
Very much so. He the first spring training we had, you know, down in Arizona, he had made a marked difference. I think he figured out a few things in winter ball. Throwing a lot more strikes, locating his fastball. Yep. You know, he throws so hard, trying to get it up in the strike zone a little bit and getting it by hitters. And then, you know, his breaking ball has come a long way as well. So he's in a good spot. You can see it, you know, when young players, the confidence is starting to come. And he's definitely one of the guys that's carrying himself different. He did it in spring training and has carried it right into this camp. So hopefully he can, you know, step up and take on a role for us in our bullpen.
Scott, we'll let you go on this. All healthy guys are showed up here today?
Yeah, we had a few more guys join us today. We don't have everybody out there yet. You know, some of the tests still pending and getting their tests back when they enter the bubble, so to speak, or into T-Mobile Park. So, you know, we're getting close to full strength, but the guys that are out there so far are in great shape, and, you know, we're excited to get going. The sun's out in Seattle on July 4th. Unfortunately, we don't have a game today, but we do have some baseball.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Scott, thanks for a couple of minutes, man. I'll see you in the next couple of days, man. Thanks so much.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Scott.
You're very welcome. Scott Service, manager of the Seattle Mariners.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.